peaches, apples, and other forbidden fruit. Written and read by Jam Girl. They were sorority sisters. And then they weren't. They were roommates. And then they weren't. They were best friends. And then? Sometimes love is like molasses. It moves slow. It's dark as night. It's sticky and it's hard to swallow. But boy, is it sweet. Chapter 1, Southern Girl. Prologue. August 2010, freshman year, Western Carolina University, Cullowhee, North Carolina. The floral scent of Zira's Mary Kay moisturizer calmed her nerves as she gently smoothed it over her face in front of the little dorm mirror in the corner of her room. The scent reminded her of the honeysuckle in her backyard, the sweet flavor of the nectar from flower stamens that she used to suck on as a little girl. They always filled the air with a smell like jasmine and vanilla, the aroma that colored the springs of her childhood. It was a familiar smell, and in such an unfamiliar place, familiar felt good. Zira took a deep breath as she looked at herself in the mirror. The dim light of early morning cast lines on her round face. They were left by the crooked blinds of the one window that wasn't blocked by the bunk bed she shared with her roommate. She was pretty enough, wasn't she? It didn't help that her blonde waves were being loosely held back by a scrunchie at the moment, so that they hung uglily at the base of her neck. She would style them later, after she put on the mask of makeup that she didn't dare let the world see her without. That was why she was up so early, trying her best not to wake up her sleeping roommate. She delicately unclicked the lock of her bright pink makeup caddy, opening it as soundlessly as she could. Now, to work. She'd only been on campus a week. It had been a few days of orientation, which should have been called basic training, with how much they had Marge turn her hallmates around. And then they'd had syllabus days for all of their classes. It was only Saturday, but she had already filled her thick, girly planner with all of the relevant information from each of her syllabi, color-coding her entries and triple-checking them. If there was anything her mama had taught her, it was that a planner was a girl's best friend. It was nice, filling the planner. It felt like something she could control. She'd learned a lot of the names of her hallmates, but she felt odd and awkward all week. She didn't know how to make friends, really. Everyone she'd known back in Macon, she'd known since she was a little girl. She'd never had to meet new people. Not really. She'd hoped she and her roommate would be instant best friends, but no such luck. Her roommate was sort of cold and seemed to write her off immediately. Zira was heartbroken. What she desperately wanted, she realized, was a bosom friend. When she was a little girl, her favorite book had been Anne of Green Gables. Anne had this funny concept she talked about in the book. The concept of bosom friends. Zira had always blushed when she read the words. Bosom sounded naughty, even to a girl who'd had to learn very early how to get used to things like growing breasts and periods. She'd been the first girl in her class to start wearing a bra, and she'd gotten her first period before they'd even started learning about them in school. It wasn't fair for a 10-year-old to have to deal with that stuff. But her mama had told her she was lucky because she knew the secrets of womanhood and got to be part of a special club. Sierra didn't want to be part of a special club. She wanted to be like the other kids. But the other kids teased her, so she hid in her books. Anne was her first bosom friend. A bosom friend was a friend you could share all your deepest secrets with. A friend who knew the shape of your very soul. Her bosom friend was fictional, but that didn't make her any less important. Now, though, Zira hoped she could find a real-life one. Or maybe several. A sorority would be good for that, she thought. The really beautiful thing about being in a sorority would be that she wouldn't have to worry if her sorority sisters were her friends. They would be her sisters. Which meant she could be sure of their bond and sure they wouldn't go away. So, a sorority was definitely the best way to go and the best way to find her bosom friends. She just had to get into one. And remember not to say the words bosom friend out loud during rush. Finished with her makeup, she pulled out the scrunchie and let her waves cascade over her shoulders. She thought her hair was her best feature, thick and light blonde, falling just past her shoulder blades. She liked to keep it long. When she cut it short, it transformed into unmanageable ringlets. Her daddy had said she would be a snow bunny. Now that she was living in the mountains, she wasn't too far from Boone, where her family used to take ski trips anytime there was a good snow. Her daddy had said she would be a sight to behold on the slopes, now that she was a woman, and that she should let the boys down easy. She didn't think that would be a problem. Anyways, skiing wasn't her thing. Zira potted her hair, trying to smooth it with her fingers in an attempt to create the illusion of natural volume. She didn't need the frizz or the poofiness that was short of form if she pulled a hairbrush through it. She gathered the top of her hair and formed a subtle little bump, securing it with several bobby pins. She finished the look with her favorite butterfly pin. The little gold butterfly would bring her luck, she thought. The dress code for the first day of rush was sundresses, which Zira was very happy about. The dress code for the second day was shorts and a tank top, which she was not happy about. She didn't want her thighs to be exposed, and tank tops didn't look right on her. Her boobs were just too big. But she would cross that bridge when she came to it. She might not even make it to day two, so why worry about it now? She had several Lily Pulitzer dresses, any of which would be suitable for today. She decided to go for the cream one with a scalloped coral pattern. Sophisticated, she thought. Just as long as she remembered not to sit in the grass. She padded into some braided gold sandals, which showed off the pedicure she had gotten the day before her parents had driven her up through the Appalachians to drop her off at school. She was thankful that she had thought to get a mani-pedi. She had no idea when her next chance would be, carless as she was. The smooth polish gave her a little more confidence. She wasn't thin, so she knew every little thing counted when it came to getting a sorority to pick her. There was nothing else she could do. With a deep, steadying breath, She was ready to venture into the misty mountain morning and meet her rush group at the dorm entrance. It was that day, in the breezy, sunny afternoon, after having visited 5 sorority houses and after having begun to feel faint from all of the standing, that she met her in the middle of sorority court. She saw her first, across the wet grass, rifling through the cart of snacks that was set up for the girls going through rush. The sight of her made Zira stop in her tracks. Zira didn't understand why she felt her palms sweating, or why her face felt hot, or why her heart began palpitating. She also didn't have any idea at the time how important that girl would be in her life. If someone had told her, she might have laughed. Whether that would have been because the girl she saw was the most drop-dead gorgeous thing she had ever seen, or because the girl looked completely out of place among all the preppy college freshmen in their pastel dresses, she couldn't have said. At that moment, though, all she could do was stand frozen in the muddy grass, out of breath, heart beating a mile a minute, her hair blowing in her face and sticking to her strawberry lip gloss, as she stared openly at the girl wearing a black bodycon dress with skin exposed by the triangular cutouts at her waist. The girl had legs for days, but instead of nice shoes, she was wearing what could only be categorized as black combat boots. Pretty bold move for day one of rush, if you asked Zira. She didn't know it yet, but that wild curly red hair and that mischievous smile would plague her dreams for years to come.